In a second, I'm going to tell you how your government is spending money to convince you to spend more of your money.
Gotcha.
Right? That's coming up. This toll thing just took a weird turn this weekend. But first, we have someone on the phone who was in the news.
Okay.
And wants to chit-chat. Maple Man from New Haven.
Chaz.
Yeah, you're on.
I'm on, huh?
Yes, you is.
Isn't that why you called the radio station, to be on?
Well, I called to talk to you.
That's good.
Okay, you're talking to me.
I'm not at liberty to say too much, but I wanted to talk to you guys. And
well, you were in the news.
I really enjoyed the 8 minutes.
You were in the news recently.
It was a gas, what you guys talked about. You, Chaz, AJ, and Robin.
Robin. All right. Yeah. You're combining shows.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. I think you did go on Stern, right?
No. I haven't seen Howard yet.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right. I need to start from the beginning so we bring everybody in, okay? And you tell me when you feel uncomfortable, but you're the guy in the news that was reported that you put maple syrup all over yourself and was going to have relations with an employee, right? A coworker.
Allegedly, yes.
Right. I think there's some blueberry jelly in there, too.
Right.
Isn't it jam?
Did you want to take us through that story, or you want me to do it?
Well, you could take us through and recap.
All right, why don't you correct me when I'm wrong? All right. So I'm really interested in getting to the part as to what you wanted to say when you called the show. Right? People can listen to me go through the story.
Yes.
But really, it's you we want to hear from.
Right, that's
you
the compelling part, yeah.
I'm sorry, it's me that what?
That we want to hear from.
Yeah, I think you're going to hear from me real soon.
That's
well, you're on
but,
now.
But you're on, but you're like, on the phone now.
I'd like to come into the office one day and have a little powwow, the four of us.
A powwow?
A powwow. All right.
A peace pipe.
Just to tighten up a couple loose ends, you know? I mean.
Right.
There's a lot of fabrication and a lot of
right. You want to clear things up?
You know, nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. You can't possibly really be in trouble for this, right? Because I mean, this is America. If you want to put maple syrup on yourself,
yeah,
it's fine.
Exactly.
Right.
Who's to say what you can put on yourself?
Yeah.
You know, I love them pancakes.
If you want jelly, fine.
Exactly.
Look at the internet now. We're throwing slices of cheese at babies' heads.
Make them stick. Okay? Yep. Exactly.
And that's fine.
Right. The trendsetter. Right?
So, well, I don't know about that. That's not fine. I mean,
no one's getting arrested for it.
It's only cheese, and the kids love it.
But you know, you get Maple Man, and all of a sudden, you can't put food items on you.
Yeah, everybody freaks out. Come on.
Yeah. So let me run through this story. This is from the Connecticut Post.
Listen, guys, I am not an animal.
We know that.
No.
We know that. No. We're with you.
No one on this show ever said that.
No, never.
I love you guys.
We love you too.
So this is going back to December of 2018. The maple syrup man is in a jam after police said they found an unregistered... All right. So there's been developments in the story.
Okay,
so this whole thing started with the maple syrup, right? With the coworker. We all heard that story. But then they found something in your house that wasn't registered?
Everything's registered.
There you go. See?
Okay. All right. So that was...
I just have to say that the Monroe cops are bobos.
Bobos.
Okay. Not all of them. Let's just say the one that was at your house was a bobo.
Exactly.
How about
that? We'll call him Bobo.
We'll go with that.
Right. Officer Bobo.
So this is a whole nother story here. So hopefully, you know, so you have a good attorney, right?
I have actually a very good attorney.
Awesome. There you go, see? That's important.
All right. Well, you know, I thought you were calling about the syrup and the blueberry jelly and the foreplay.
Pornography on the laptop, all
right.
That.
Right.
We can learn something new.
This is all alleged.
Alleged, of course.
You know, I mean, one day we're going to sit down and have a real powwow. We'll get to the bottom of everything. But right now, I'm just
when you say powwow, you mean a positive situation, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to pow that? And wow.
Yeah, I'm going to punch down.
No, this is...
In a good way, you mean, right?
All I'm trying to do is get to the reason for your call. Did you have...
I guess I just called to say hey, you know?
I love you.
Hi.
No, I like you guys. Let's not get carried away.
No, right. Yeah, this is true. Right?
We're not going to get out syrup and blueberry jelly together.
No, some preserves.
You know what's the funniest thing is? I never knew about the airtime, about the whole thing, until like a day later. And after you guys talked about what you talked about, I heard it. And then just about a week ago, give or take, you guys were talking a little bit more about it. And one of my buddies called up another guy, and he's like, hey, tell your buddy they're talking about him. And I just had the radio on, and I missed it.
Had to be a different show.
Yeah, we weren't talking about it.
No?
I mean, we may have been talking about maple syrup.
Right. But in a different texture.
Blueberry jelly?
Yeah.
Right. Porn on a laptop?
Might have been just breakfast.
Which topics. they
really are. They really are. I'm glad. See, I like this guy.
Yeah.
I like you.
No, they are great topics. Yeah. I agree.
Keep it fresh, man. Keep it real.
I mean, can you argue with, you know, condiments and laptop pornography? I can't.
Exactly. No. The word condoms and condiments.
You know, this recently came up in my life. Someone very dear to me asked me if I'd ever want whipped cream on me.
Oh.
And I'm like, why would I? No, I don't. Because, you just become very sticky after. There's no.
Now you want Cool Whip.
No. It's just a mess. Just a mess.
Give me Cool Whip, man. Give me Cool Whip.
There's really no reason for it.
True, yeah. Exactly.
No.
And you definitely don't want Crackle, that stuff that like hardens. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To me. But I appreciate what you're doing.
Exactly.
You're just trying to turn it into something different.
You should have a food show.
But since we have you on the phone, Maple Man, let me just run through a couple of the details. So it was, you guys were like stacking wood or something, right?
Right, which is
allegedly
very phallic.
Okay. And then you say, I got to go. I need a break, right? So you go into this house, and it was never established if it was your house, an employee's house, a co-worker's, someone's house. You go into the house. And you're in there. And then
it was a house. Let's put it that way.
It was a house.
It was a house.
All right. We got that much.
Exactly.
We can confirm that it was a house.
Wasn't a metaphor. Gotcha.
All right. So you go into the house, and then your coworker is like, I wonder where he is.
Hmm.
And so she goes into the house to check on you, and she finds you with a laptop, porn, and you're naked with maple syrup on you, right?
I don't know. I think I lost you for a minute.
Okay.
I don't know about any of that.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Bad connection. All right. Now then, I think it was reported that she went back outside, stacked some more wood, and then thought, you know,
I want a break.
I need a break, too.
Exactly right. I like
syrup. So then she comes in.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is she reported a lot.
She did. Allegedly.
What? Did you say recorded a lot?
Oh, no. That's not alleged. That's a
reported.
Fact.
Right, reported. Yeah. And then there was something with blueberry jam. And the problem came when she found out that she was recorded. Is any of this ringing a bell?
That's what I heard, you know? I heard about
that stuff. Exactly, see? He was too busy with maple syrup and jam.
Yeah. Now, you know what's good about what he's saying? That's what he heard.
Exactly.
He's not confirming.
Exactly.
He's not denying.
You're good.
He's confirming reports.
Exactly.
Oh, I heard it. I mean, a lot of people heard it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. A lot of people heard stuff.
It was everywhere, yeah.
Doesn't mean it's true.
Actually, I cannot believe some of the things I heard.
Really?
Let's put it that way.
Can I ask you, what were some of the things you heard that surprised you?
Almost the whole conversation surprised me.
Well, really?
Right.
That it got out?
I don't
out?
Think I've ever been so surprised in my whole life.
Really? Yeah. So are you saying none
I
of
actually,
that happened?
When I heard the broadcast, my knees buckled, and
really?
I fell to the ground. I just saw Andrew Dice Clay.
Wow.
It was the funniest thing I ever heard.
Ah,
smooth.
Right. Wow.
Well, that's our objective.
More surprising than having someone walk in on you while naked, drizzling maple syrup on yourself.
Not on me, as far as the reports say.
The reports, what he heard.
Somebody.
What he heard, yeah.
All right, so it's going to go on someone, not necessarily him.
Exactly.
So I was going to say, man, that syrup would be full of hair.
It would.
It's this whole thing. My thought, all right, so here's my thought.
Okay.
If you're in there doing that and with the syrup and the jelly, that's not the first time you guys, you know. Right? I mean, this is something.
Lunchtime it's mustard, yep.
What I wanted to know when I was hearing that story is, like, who says first, hey, you know what I was thinking? What do you think of syrup?
Right.
You like jelly?
Right. Right. I hear syrup, you say
butter.
Or, yeah, does
who started this, like the chicken and the egg, right?
Exactly, right.
Who brought it up first?
Right.
You have any thoughts on that, Maple Man?
Yeah, I got a lot of thoughts on that.
All right, I got to go. I want to grab your number.
Yeah, man.
And I appreciate you calling and listening to and appreciating.
I almost actually called to reach out since we're on airtime that I'm in a serious situation, you know, home-wise. I'm homeless.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
That sucks.
I'm looking for someone to reach out in the area and set me up with a place temporarily.
Now, when you say reach out, you just mean...
like House of Pancakes?
I'm in my truck right now, sitting in New Haven, waiting to go to the scrapyard. How exciting is my life?
You don't have, like, a log cabin you can go to?
No, IHOP.
You know, a log cabin would be great.
Mrs. Butterworth's on the phone. You want me to connect you?
Listen, Mrs. Butterworth is going to have to wait for my call.
Seriously. He's got Aunt Jemima.
All right, listen, I want to grab your number.
Yeah, man.
And let's see if we could help you out a little bit.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah, I don't think I could put the number out.
No. I'm going to put you on hold.
And then Phil's going to grab it.
Jennifer's on the line here. Hope you had a nice birthday, honey.
I did. I just woke up about 10 minutes ago. I'm still a little bit groggy right now.
Happy birthday to you again, in case you're hungover. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, yeah. Belly's a little questionable, so I haven't had any coffee yet.
Oh belly. Irish coffee, or?
No.
Might help.
Yeah, it would actually help right now.
It would?
The hair of the dog.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Yes.
Got bit hard yesterday, or what?
A little bite. I was kind of bit all weekend, but with a fun time.
We tried to go see the Highland Rovers at the Gaelic American Club in Fairfield.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Really?
There
oh
was a
God.
Line out the door, oh. Like a mile long.
The place band to see.
Packed out.
Yeah.
And, what math was I doing when I thought I'd be able to walk into the Gaelic American Club on St. Patrick's Day when the Highland Rovers are playing?
Yep.
So I texted Madden thinking that he might be able to work some magic and get us in the back door. And, I mean, the place was so packed they could not fit another person in. So
wow.
It was one of those two people leave, two people come in.
Gotcha.
And the line was so long. I'm like, I'm not getting in here until 11 tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll get in once the band is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we went to this bar called, what was it called?
Grace O'Malley's.
Right.
Yeah, it's upstairs.
Italian bar?
Off of the Post Road in Fairfield.
Right. Yeah, don't Grace O'Malley.
And we go up and there's two. You get to the top of the stairs and you can take a left and go into the Irish pub.
Right.
Or you can take a right and go into this club with no windows. It's really dark. And they were playing the OJ's Love Train.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm banging it right.
And
it was packed. Everybody.
It was packed. It looked like 2 in the morning.
Catch up on the Love Train, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the people are going nuts. It's like
right.
Yeah. It's like 4:30.
Right. With a certain course lights.
Oh, and people are going nuts. Yeah, right. Yeah.
This train keeps going through.
Coors Light train coming through.
Everybody was in a bad mood, and then this started playing.
Right,
everyone
right.
And everybody's
like, yeah.
It was cool. It was
excellent.
Really cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Did you go?
And then what's that?
So you went to the Love Train part, right?
Yeah.
No,
we went to the bar first, get a drink.
Gotcha.
You have to be in an Irish pub on St. Patrick's Day.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then we did a brief walk into the
right.
into the Love Train.
Love Train!
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we went to Old Post Tavern because that was a little less crazy. And my mom came and met up with us, and we had lunch together. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
Yeah, gave mom some wine. She got a little giggly.
Oops.
Yep.
It was
fun.
There's no vomiting, though, so that's good.
Not this time, no.
Exactly.
She didn't vomit this time.
She held on to it this time.
You are never going
to
let her forget that.
No.
No, she will not.
No. I have a picture of her holding onto the door of my car vomiting.
Yes.
It's in my house in a frame.
You got to have that.
On the mantle.
On the mantle.
Last moments, yeah.
That's right.
Right. Every time she comes over, remember the last time we saw you, huh?
That's right.
Remember this time, huh? Remember this time, man?
Yeah, when she came over that time and she's like, Jennifer, does that really have to be up there? I was like, Mom, I have nothing to do with it. She's like, oh, Jennifer.
Yeah. All right, so did you meet Melissa?
No. M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Melissa.
Yay! That was so good.
Still drunk,
that was good. I'm surprised you could spell that.
That was good.
Me too. Yeah. I just jumped up and down too.
I love how her first response is me too.
Hey, she's being honest. Keep it real here.
Yeah. Not, it's a common name. I've seen it before. It's like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I got it.
Dude, I nailed it.
Most people spell my name wrong anyway, so that's actually, thank you very much.
How do they spell it?
With two L's and one S. And all the Melissas out there right now are going, yeah, right, what the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Two L's and one S. Come on.
AJ, you have two initials. Like, no one can misspell your name.
Believe it or not, some folks do. They spell it AJ, like A, then J-A-Y.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like AJ, like one word. That's I'm like, no, morons, AJ.
All right, we're going to start phone subject here because it's the day after St. Patrick's Day, and we'll put everybody in the running for passes to go to the Chaz and AJ monthly meal at Stone's Throw. Call in What You Will Never Drink Again, 1-877-764-2535. What do you got, hon?
Jaeger. Jaeger, never again. Even if I smell it, I want to vomit. I hate it. I hate it. Just, I used to love it, and that's what I love to have through my 20s. And then, I don't know, one time it just got me the wrong way, and I got sick, and I can't even smell it.
It was the thing. At one time.
Yeah. Especially when they had that machine behind the bar that would make it cold.
Ice cold.
Totally.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, that tricked everyone to think that it's good.
Exactly.
Right. Then you drink a lot of it, and then the next thing you know, you're stuck to the floor somewhere.
Exactly. Right.
Awful. Yeah. That's
alleyway.
Sugary.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Very
way
sugary.
Way too sugary. Yeah. Yes. Way too sugary.
Your hangovers are the worst.
Oh, it's not even a hangover.
No.
It's coma. And you get up and you're still drunk.
Yes, you are.
And things are still spinning. And you have to go back to bed. You lose 2 days.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I can't even. Even if I smell like licorice candy, that even bothers me.
Ah,
like black
really?
Licorice.
Right.
Yeah.
That
I can't,
bad.
Oh, I can't smell it that bad. Yeah.
All right. We'll open up the lines here. Well, I hope you had a nice birthday, hon.
I had a great birthday. All right, thank you so much for everything. Love you guys.
Love you. The recording of her is so bad that she immediately resigned from the Hamden school system. That caught my attention. It happened Friday night at the East Haven ShopRite. Did you see this?
Yes, I did. Ooh.
It's disturbing.
Ooh.
She has her kids with her, too. Oof.
That makes it even more horrible.
Yes. Yeah.
So the video that you're about to hear has been beeped down, but it's about as bad as you can get, right? So this woman is with her two children in the ShopRite, and where the video picks up is there's already a confrontation going on between her and an African-American man who is also with a woman, right?
Yeah.
So here's the audio.
Eric.
Go ahead, I will.
Do it.
Sit down. Don't you dare talk to me in front of my kids like that, motherfucker. Call the cops
because you threatened me.
Eric, she spit on him.
Oh. How do you get in a fight in a store?
That's your takeaway here?
I'm just saying.
And the poison that she's putting into those words when she's saying them is just disgusting.
Yeah. So the first time I saw the video, I was horrified. And I thought, wow, this woman's never going to get a job again. Because you know, Google her name, and this is what's going to come up for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I couldn't believe it, and I couldn't believe she was in the school system in Hamden.
Right.
I'm like, you know,
wow,
isn't she around all types of kids in Hamden?
Seriously.
Right? So, turns out that she resigned immediately.
Good move.
And the school system, very fast to say, she was a clerk, she was never around kids.
Okay.
Or staff.
Right.
After I watched it a couple of times, I thought, you know, I think that we might be watching someone have a nervous breakdown.
Right.
Because I don't know how a normal person would react like that in a public place, knowing they're being recorded.
Such venom, such anger.
Yeah. I think that that's a nervous breakdown.
Right.
So we talk about mental health all the time.
Yeah.
I think you're watching someone have a nervous breakdown.
Snapped.
Yeah. Yep. I think you're watching someone who's snapped.
Yep.
Somebody, something is unwell. Something.
Right. And, you know, I'm not giving her a pass here.
No.
Because when you use those words, somewhere inside, they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you see.
Yeah.
Right? But I think you're watching a nervous breakdown in public.
Especially with being recorded. Once you see that,
right,
you start thinking, where's this going
to
go?
Most people start to act right.
Right.
Because as soon
your
as
job.
That, yeah, you climb right up.
You know.
So when a phone comes out and you know you're being recorded and you're doing that, I think there's something mentally disconnected. Yeah. I think there was a snap and a pop somewhere in that friggin' head.
Yeah. She just didn't care anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did not care.
And a lot of people posted stuff on our Facebook page and said, I want to see what happened before that. And yeah, that's true. You do want to see the lead up. You want to see the whole thing in its entirety. But there's nothing that could happen in my mind that would make anyone see the tape and say, oh, now I get it.
Yeah, no.
No.
Not
it's
at all.
Gross.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's embarrassing.
It's disturbing.
It's horrible.
Yep.
And it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a main gasket popped.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Complete seizure. Yep. Meltdown.
And somebody, and we don't know if this is true, but somebody posted on our Facebook page that her brother tweeted out that she suffers from schizophrenia and she hasn't been taking her meds.
Oh. Either way, not good.
No.
Not good.
No, not good. Not good. Did we listen to the whole thing? Or?
There's like a couple seconds more.
Yeah.
Eric! Eric! Mother! Come on!
Eric!
Mother! No, mother!
Eric!
Eric!
It's one of those videos you watch, and, you know, I've seen so many videos that are really bad.
Yeah.
Thanks to the internet. But this one, you watch it, and you just feel gross.
Yeah.
After it.
Need a shower.
And then what makes it worse is if you look at the reaction of her daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The kids.
There's two of them, but one is just, she has her arms down by her side and she's looking down like
mortified.
She's trying to hide in her shoulders.
Oh, yeah, I want to be anywhere but here right now.
Oh, I wanted to reach in and grab her and pull her out and give her a hug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So DCF got involved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. As soon as you see that,
yep,
that this is what she's doing in public with her kids.
Yeah, imagine in private.
We
got to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's have a conversation with the kids.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Well, you would think she would be trying to get the kids out of there if it's escalating like that. You know what I mean? No matter what happened.
Right.
Now my kids are right here. It could get even worse and their safety is, you know what I mean, in question.
Yeah.
But no.
Bad example.
Kept engaged and it was. Mm.
Well, what was insane is that it starts the video with, don't you talk like that in front of my kids.
Right. Yeah.
And then, boom. She goes
and
bananas.
Right,
so what could he have possibly said that was worse than
that
anything that followed
that.
Her saying, don't talk like that in front of my kids.
Right.
Whatever it was, wasn't worth the 53 seconds. That's how long this clip is.
Yep.
That's going to destroy the rest of her professional life.
Less than a minute has ruined your life.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty insane.
Very disturbing.
Yeah. I think she had a nervous breakdown. But
yeah.
If the schizophrenia thing is true, then, well, there you go.
She doesn't apologize either way. At least that.
There's a rumor as well that there was some kind of a motorized cart that they were using that
right.
maybe bumped one of the kids.
Yeah. So that's what I heard. So I heard that somebody was on a cart and almost bumped her kid. And then she questioned whether or not this person really needed the scooter.
Right.
And then this starts a back and forth, and
I don't know the legitimacy to that, but it's one of those things that people keep repeating. Like, I keep seeing that popping up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty tough one. Even if, even if that was a mental breakdown, those kids are never going to forget that.
No, ever.
Unfortunately, no.
Right.
No.
And the other thing is that'll live with the kids. So
yeah.
That's trauma.
The stigma attached.
You Google the kids'
the stigma
name.
Attached,
that's going to come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough.
Ugh.
That's a tough one. I talked to someone with the East Haven Police Department yesterday and asked them to come on, and they really can't. But I'll read you what they put out there, and that's basically the investigation continues.
Of course.
They're looking for any witnesses to this or anyone who knows anything. They're still trying to put all the pieces together.
Yeah, how
there may
like
be
this?
Other charges coming.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, so they're looking. So contact the East Haven Police Department through their main phone number, or if you're better at messaging and don't want to call, and you could do it through their Facebook page. Pretty sick stuff.
That guy that was with her that tries to pull her away, you could even see, like, as soon as the word comes out, he's like, oh, like he just knew she was done there. And then when she goes back and spits at the guy, he doesn't even know what to do anymore.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. But I think that we saw someone happen. We talk about mental illness.
Yep.
But when we see something like that, it doesn't take away the grossness of what happened, but you have to recognize it's like seeing someone who's completely drunk, who's an alcoholic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're watching someone who's sick.
Yep.
And that's what you're watching right there. You're watching someone who's, who's really ill. I don't think that this person is a normal human being.
No.
And there's no one who is anywhere on any television report saying, oh, well, you know, I worked with her. She's a completely normal person.
Hey, cupcakes.
They would have already come out by now. We would have heard all about it.
Yeah.
I called her Sunshine.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. She will not be described as a cup of sunshine.
No.
No. Unreal. It's national news.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So by yesterday, the Daily News, Fox News, this news, that news, right. Washington, whatever. Right. It's because it's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
She should have to work at the complaint desk for the tolls they're going to put in.
I wanted to say when the cops arrived to like question her, they should be all African American officers.
Right.
You know, just for the added awkwardness.
Exactly. So what'd you say?
Right. Yeah. So let's go through this tape together.
Yeah, slowly.
Right. Right. So now right there, what did you mean by that?
What was the thought process behind that one?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. But again, I think we're dealing with someone who's very, very ill.
Needs help. Big time. Huge.
All right. The other thing here is Melissa's in today.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello again.
Hi.
All right, she's filling in for Pam.
Yes.
She wouldn't mind coming in after Pam when Pam leaves.
Exactly.
And we posted a little video of her on our Facebook page, and we asked the tribe for...
Took my shoes off, made myself...
Oh, boy. Already.
Yeah. Right. She runs like Pam. I know that when she goes to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, you could
hear
her.
Oh, did you hear it? I was smashing down the hallway.
Oh, no, you were trucking, yeah.
Yeah. Matt wrote, who's Pam?
Wow.
Thanks, Matt.
That Mickey was quick. Wrote, she needs to be in front of the camera, not behind.
Oh.
Does she wash her bras? PJ wants to know. Do you wash your bras? Okay, then.
Wow, yes.
Was she a cheerleader coach? Yes.
Yes, it was.
How perceptive.
Mark said, strap yourself in and enjoy the ride.
Okay, meaning us or her?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Junior says she's hot. I say keep her. Junior definitely doesn't work in HR.
No, he does not. No, he
doesn't. Hi, so you're applying for this job. You're very hot. I think we're going to hire you.
All right, you're in.
How's that?
Yeah, there you go. All right.
You're in.
Hey, JRS is okay.
Yeah. He can be one of my references.
Yes.
DK wrote, outstanding. Loved the ponytail. Good luck, keeper.
Hey.
Glenn wrote, she's a keeper.
I'm going to cry.
Wrote, welcome. Good luck.
She's a crier.
Rick wrote, so far, so good. We got good luck. Loretta wrote, run.
Right.
That's her advice.
I was going to say, are you not reading some of the bad ones? There's got to be some in there.
She can run. We saw that. She can take turns for it. She's running like a pro.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by, it's not Purple Fuels today, right? Today we switch over to Purple Dumpster.
That's right.
PurpleDumpster.com.
Yes.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Naked bandit steals sausage from Florida retirement community.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And where do you hide it?
Let's go to...
Florida!
34-year-old guy seen on video wandering around the clubhouse of a retirement community Totally naked. Right. No, no socks, nothing.
Nothing, just naked.
Just naked.
Completely naked.
When they say stark naked, that's naked naked. That's
exactly it. Right. There's not a stitch on.
Naked.
Naked.
And he was casually removing sausage links from the icebox.
Of course. What do you do when you're naked? In comparison?
And then he left. But he was also accused of stealing napkins and a first aid kit.
Well, yeah.
He needed the first aid kit to what? To remove the sausages from wherever he hid them?
Exactly right. Yeah. We saw him take them, but then he walked away without them.
Yeah, it's funny. We didn't know he had the sausages until he coughed, and then they all reappeared.
Right. He's linked to the crime.
Right.
Right.
I see what you did there.
Yep. Wasn't easy, like a magic trick.
Right.
Sorry.
Don't want those back, by the way.
All right, here's determination. Bike thief cuts down tree to steal chained up bicycle. It's a video. It's just, you like this one?
Yes.
Wouldn't it just be easier to cut the chain?
It would be, but you know.
You would think.
Yeah. I was thinking.
Well, when your name is Lumberjack, you know.
Yeah. Video shows bike thief literally chopping down a tree to steal a bike chained up right next to a department store.
Right.
He did the whole thing in under 12 minutes.
Wow. That's not bad.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
But that you would think make a lot of noise.
Yeah. You would. Yeah. Like, pay no attention to the person just chopping a tree down around the bicycle. Yeah. He probably just forgot his lock key. That must be it. Yeah. Darn this thing, boy. I had to run home and get an axe.
Right. The whole 12 minutes, no one can look and say, he's probably stealing that bike, right?
Yeah.
I forgot which tree I had to chop down, so I chained this bike to it to remind me.
Exactly right. Yeah. It's my indicator.
It's my little reminder. You know, some people just put like a little orange piece of plastic around it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I put a bicycle around it because I'm different.
This is how I do it.
I roll.
So this toll thing, right?
Yep.
It's a problem.
Huge problem.
And they want to bring tolls to cars and trucks and
anything, really.
53 different locations and suck about $1 billion out of the economy.
Keyword suck, yes.
There was a very interesting op-ed in the Hartford Current written by this guy, former state senator Len Susio. Hey, Len.
Hey, good morning, Chaz. How are you doing?
Good. And thank you for keeping up with politics, even though you're not in it anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's important to keep the information flowing, especially with the tolls. So let me go through your op-ed real quick, and you just give me a breakdown. So you pointed out three different arguments that advocates for tolls are making, and you kind of debunked them, right? So
exactly.
First one of their big arguments is the gas tax collections are disappearing.
That's exactly what Governor Lamont uses his term. He said the gas taxes are disappearing when, in fact, they're actually increasing. They're not going away. We went from $650 million a year in 2005. In 2018, it was $822 million. So if that's his idea of disappearing, I wonder what he's thinking. You know, it amazes me, by the way, Chaz, because it's a blatant, outright lie. It's provable because the information I've got is from the Connecticut Department of Revenue Services website. So you can look, anybody can look and see it. It's not like some secret.
It's interesting that, and this state has a lot of excellent television reporters, and we're good friends with a lot of them. But I'm really surprised that Hartford has this ability of just saying stuff. It gets reported that they said it, but there's no fact-checking.
Right.
Like, what these places need, they need a fill.
They do.
Right?
They do.
Need that
annoying guy.
That's just sitting there in the press conference like, wait. Hold on. You just,
You contradicted yourself from 12 minutes ago.
Yeah. When you see the smirk, you know
what's going on. 2017, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I can just prove this.
Right. They would go bananas.
They would. Yeah. They would. They want to throw off the roof.
Really.
You're totally right. If I may join in, I'm disappointed by the Capitol Press Corps that they let this kind of blatant lie be said. It's like an echo chamber. They don't challenge it, and yet it's a provable lie. It's not like there's some doubt about it or anything like that.
Now, so let me go in. So that first one, gas collections are disappearing. Not true.
We
went from 650 million a year to 822 million a year.
Right.
All right. So that's not disappearing to me.
No, that's a cold increasing, yes.
The other one is they're saying we don't have the money for the $100 billion transportation spending plan. Like, we're in a deficit. We can't cover this plan.
Right.
Yeah, well, that plan, and I hate to use the word plan. It's more like it's a con game is what it is.
A scheme.
A scheme. That's right. That's a great word. Because before Malloy became governor, we never spent more than $1 billion in any given year on transportation infrastructure. So he comes in and proposes $100 billion over 30 years. Now, AJ and Chaz, I know that you're both good at math. $100 billion.
You're being sarcastic.
Yes, he is.
$3.3 billion a year we're talking about for 30 consecutive years. He's talking about more than tripling whatever the highest amount we ever spent, and no one seriously questioned it. I looked into the presentations that were made. I was vice chair of the Transportation Committee, and I looked at the presentations made by the DOT, the Department of Transportation, and the special panel they convened, and no one gave any criticism or questions of what they were saying. So I decided, let me take a look at the details of this $100 billion, which is a record-breaking number. And I found all sorts of questionable items in there. And to give you a good example, 2 weeks ago, the governor had a press conference in Waterbury in front of what's called the Mixmaster. That's the bridge that goes, I-84 goes across the Housatonic River. And
yeah, 8 and 84.
Yeah.
Right. It's called the Mixmaster, and it's a mess. There's no doubt about it.
If you see an aerial shot of it, it looks like a silly straw.
Okay.
Crazy straw.
That might be a good image to conjure up in your mind. But the point I'm coming to is in that $100 billion plan, the amount allocated for that project was $7.1 billion. But in the press conference 2 weeks ago, the governor and the new commissioner announced that they were going to spend $200 million. To renovate the project, and it'll be good for the next 25 years after they're done in 2022. So I'm saying, wait a minute, it's in the plan that's pushing the tolls, the need for tolls at $7.1 billion, but they're spending only $200 million. So
the $100 billion number is just a number.
That's right.
So I remember when he came out with it. We said the same thing.
Yeah.
We said $100 billion, when you just say $100 billion, this isn't each project, what's it going to cost? Let's cut the best deal.
No.
What do we really need here? Can you trim some here? Let's just throw out a number. $100 billion sounds good.
No, it's for me.
That's not like this bridge is going to cost this. This widening is going to cost that.
No.
This is just, let's throw money around.
And
it proves it with the Mixmaster. $200 million, 25 years.
Yep. And, right. Jazz, I testified in front of the Transportation Committee 2 weeks ago on the toll hearing, and I raised this issue. And they all know who I am, of course. I was vice chair of the committee a year ago. And so I point out nobody ever seriously questioned this plan. And the chair of the committee looked at me, Senator Leone, and he said, oh, that's the previous administration's plan. That's the old plan. So I said to him, well, what's the new plan?
Right.
And he said, well, why don't you ask the governor that?
Right. So
I
this.
Yeah.
I said,
but listen. You hear what he's saying? I know AJ, numbers make you fuzz over, and they do to most people. And I think this is why people don't get involved in local government.
Exactly.
But what's happening here is they're saying we need tolls, and they're basing it on this $100 billion project.
Right.
That there's no science. There's no reality to it. It's a number that was made up when they're questioned on it. They're like, this is why they're saying we need tolls.
Yeah.
Right. Because of this plan.
That's $200 billion.
Yeah. Right. We're in a deficit because we can't afford $100 billion over 30 years.
Hire an accountant.
But wait, so what's in the plan? Oh, I don't know. But wait, that's why you're saying tolls. Let's go back to that. Tolls, you need $100 billion. All right. What's in the plan?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Talk to the governor.
When their answer is a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, when someone says a lot of things.
Oh, Patrick.
Like, oh,
two numbers to mention.
This is so cool. Like, it's.
Oh, you will not believe it.
Yeah, there's bridges and roads.
You'll be like, oh, they have road stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
this whole thing is about billions of dollars being given to a handful of companies. And if you don't think that the top people in Hartford pushing this through won't become employees or consultants to these companies when they don't run again. Like, this is what it is.
Yep.
Right? So they're cramming this down your throat. We don't need tolls. So, you know what's funny? Their number one argument for tolls is, well, our neighbors, Massachusetts and New York, have them, and 47 out of 50 states have them. Okay. We are the second highest tax state in the country.
Right.
Not Massachusetts.
No.
Not New York, our neighbors.
No.
You're already generating the second most amount of tax revenue in the United States of America. End of story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Chaz, if I could join in.
No, I was doing okay without you. Just kidding, Len. Go ahead.
What do you got?
Senator Leone also said to me, he said that plan was and wasn't a plan. It was aspirational. Now, that's a fancy word for a
unbelievable,
wish list.
Man. Aspirational.
I mean, yeah, aspirational means it's a wish list. I said, when are you going to have the new hearings on the plan? And they don't plan on doing that. They don't want it. So they deflate the revenues, the gas taxes. They inflate to a spectacular level, unheard of, record-breaking levels, the spending. And, of course, what the heck?
Yeah.
If your wife says, you, honey, I want to move into a new house, and it's going to cost a lot more money than even is realistic, well, you're going to have to go out and work 5 radio jobs, Chaz, you know?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. It sucks because everybody's busy with their lives, you know, you're trying to work and then fit in family and kids and all this, and we can't really pay attention. And this is where they got us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think people really need to look, unless you could pack up and leave, you better pay attention.
Yeah.
Because this won't go away.
No.
And it's our responsibility. We get the government that we deserve. And if you don't get involved now, if you don't call people and tell them tolls will kill you, and then live with it and don't complain.
Can't say nothing.
So I ran into a guy and his wife at a restaurant and have a young baby. And he's like, Chaz, keep up the toll fight. I like, did you call your legislator? No. I'm like, you know, that'll help. He says, will it? I'm like, yes, it will. Hmm. You know, you got to call everybody. You got to get
Absolutely.
Involved.
Have the kid call.
So. Have the baby call.
What does dad do, Babu mean?
Or no, you just hold the phone up to the diaper. This is what I think your toes.
Right.
Well, then, listen, I got to go. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for continuing the fight.
Yes, thank you.
And what a great piece that was in the Hartford Courant that you just, like, really discombobulated our whole argument for toes.
We got to make them answer those questions. Why are they lying? And you know, and what's the real plan? Let's force them out in the open, Chaz.
And this is not a Republican or Democrat thing. This is, do you live here?
Exactly.
Get involved.
Right. It's called survival.
And it's funny. Arsimowitz did a press conference with Matt Ritter. He's the Speaker of the House.
Yes.
And he said that. Well, why wouldn't people want tolls when 40% to 50% of the revenue is going to come from out of staters? And I never heard this number. This number's not been out in any study.
Nope.
And no one called him on it. It was like, next question. And no one said, where'd you get that? Hold it.
Yeah.
Hold it.
What's
Hold
the punch
it.
They serve?
Where'd you get that number? Because we've heard like 20% to 30%. Now you're saying 40% to 50%. Where did that? They're just making this stuff
they
up.
They do, yep.
Yeah.
You're right. Their own studies, the highest amount ever was 30% from out of state. And that was in their own studies that we paid millions of dollars for.
In a press conference, he said 40% to 50%.
Yes.
Yeah. And no one called him out on it.
Somebody goes, higher, higher. Yeah.
So, all right, Len, thank you, and let's keep in touch.
Pleasure talking to you guys. Right. Have a great time.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Have you called your legislator yet?
No, I haven't.
We did.
You guys did?
Oh, are you kidding? I'm surprised Jeffrey's not on the phone right now.
Oh, really?
As he's working.
Your husband?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
He's all about that. We actually just talked about that last night.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Between my mother-in-law and him, you can't survive in a room if you're pro-tolls.
Oh, really?
He will
really?
Not survive in a room with them. Nope.
Oh,
nice.
But I mean, he does. He definitely does.
Does he travel a lot?
No. Well, he works in Milford at Kenworth, and we live in North Haven. So he's got a, you know, it's a commute, especially at rush hour times. He is boycotting driving on highways if tolls go in. He said, it doesn't matter if it takes me 2 hours to get there and to get home. I don't care. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. He doesn't care if he has to go around the world.
Doesn't
I'm the same
care.
Way.
I'm Does
not
do
the same
care.
Thing. I am going to clog every side
absolutely.
Street.
Absolutely.
Well, he's a former Marine. He can just take a tank and just run them over.
I don't think they let him take that home.
Oh.
Yeah. We got some audio from last night in the bars, you know, St. Patrick's Day, and people go out and celebrate street pizza here. Melissa's filling in for Pam.
Yes.
Pam's out this week. She'll be back, but then she leaves the show April 19th.
Right.
And Melissa wouldn't mind being the person who comes in after that.
Right.
Definitely not.
And the difference between Melissa and Pam is Melissa takes her shoes off and we can actually still breathe.
Right. That was AJ got right on that as soon as you took your boots off.
Oh, yeah. That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, not going to lie.
AJ, you know, has a foot fetish.
Just so you know.
And I'm creepy.
She does now.
What do you got there? Oh.
Just go ahead. Just keep looking at it then.
Oh.
Whatever.
No, the socks are still on.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
So AJ was complaining in here earlier. She should take her socks off.
Yeah.
Show's not over.
Yeah, just thinking. You know.
Whoa.
See, she's going for, wait for the 9 o'clock
I like how she said it, though. It wasn't what she said.
It's how she said it.
She said, the show is not over.
The exactly. show is not over.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I got my dollar bills. Hang on.
But you're getting good reviews on the Facebook page.
Here. Yes, he was.
Seems very energetic, footloose, and fancy free. I don't know.
Footloose.
I literally am.
What do you watch, Stuart?
Yeah, it helps with the tribe when you start removing clothing immediately upon arriving.
Yep.
So.
Anthony said, good luck. Are you on prescription meds yet?
No, right. Now, give it time.
It's all about the chemistry. Wish you much luck, Melissa.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Tell her
thank
to get everybody. Ready for messages from all the creepy tribe members.
They started already, just now.
Angelo said, get her a MyPillow.
I have two of them.
You really?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Brian said, she's exactly who I'm looking for, my rescue company. She would certainly help morale.
Rescue company. What do you rescue?
Rescue company.
Yeah.
Who am I rescuing?
Exactly. Right. His heart, apparently.
Yeah. No, it's just a lot of love for you here on the Facebook page.
Well, I'm super honored.
And then several people said, let's see her feet.
You want to see my actual
You got
feet?
My post?
That's weird.
I'm guessing AJ probably has a different face. Like,
through different accounts.
Yeah, different accounts.
Right. They're all
what about
most
the feet?
Accounts.
What about
yeah.
the
right.
feet?
Right, yeah. Was one from Senor...
When did you guys take your socks off?
Was one from Senor Iglesias?
This one says Marshall the Cat. I don't know.
Yeah,
Marshall's very into it.
Yeah. all right, so that might happen. Like Melissa said, the show's not over.
Exactly. So we're on until 10, yeah.
All right, where did you go last night, Pete?
I went to New Haven. This place was called 212 Crown, I believe it is. It's a karaoke bar, so for every song you sing, you have to buy a drink.
Oh, that's good. Keeps people loose.
Exactly.
Keeps the performances loose.
Right, and epic.
And then we're going to hear from BZ.
What's your name? What's your name?
BZ.
What just happened?
Now, did he say Beezy or busy? Like, I'm busy?
I'm Beezy. That's the cook in the back.
Like, Jeezy.
Hey, I'm Beezy.
Right. I think Pete thought the guy said his name, but the guy is basically saying,
Beezy.
I'm Beezy.
I'm cleaning the table, man. Come on. I just got here.
I'm Beezy.
Hey, I climbed over the wall. I came over here.
Excuse me, por favor. I'm Beezy.
I'm Beezy.
Beezy.
Hey, can't you see I'm Beezy?
Right. What do you want? I'm Beezy.
For God's sake. No, that's not my name, you idiot.
And Pete's like, okay, so let me talk to you for 5 minutes.
Can't you see I'm Beezy?
Take it easy.
What's the matter with you, you idiot?
I told you I'm Beezy. Like, I know you're busy. That's why, you know.
I'm making 25 cents an hour, for Christ's sake. You're stepping on my... You're harshing my gig. I'm busy.
Be so much out of you without
I'm busy.
I'm busy.
Busy. Okay.
What's your name?
Busy.
What just happened?
I was asked to take a picture of a group of particular people.
Particular people.
Was the investigator?
So you asked me to take a picture of your crew.
No, he said you asked. Asked.
He was asked. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to set this up? Because you saw something, and then don't give too much away, but you saw something, then you went over and talked to him.
So we...
Because your first question is, what happened?
So what happened was, Lauren, there's a girl named LB. She's a fire eater. She's been on the show before.
Yeah.
We know her. LB the fire eater, yeah.
So she hangs out with us, and she's like, can you take a picture of us? You know, like, oh. And he's like, all right. So he takes the picture, and then after she takes the picture, she snatches the camera out of his hand.
Oh. Okay.
Huh.
All right.
Particular people, which I had no problem with, someone gave me their phone to take a broad picture.
A broad picture.
Well, there's a couple of broads in it.
What the hell is that?
There's a couple of broads in it.
White angle.
I like this guy acts like he's on people's court right now.
Yeah, really.
So he needs to use all these legal terms.
Exactly.
A particular group of people.
Allegedly.
Elected to take a broad picture.
In ipso facto.
In the democracy.
Right. In our nation, in the Constitution.
It's a long story. I thought you were busy.
Right. Too busy.
Of a particular people, I took the picture. The weird thing was...
He's like Cosby.
Yeah.
I took the picture. And the legislation and the
picture. I took the picture.
I was busy, and then they gave me a camera and the picture. And then Melissa showed me. Let's see, you know. Let's see, Pete's in there creeping on the girl. And the whole thing is pushed back.
The epitome, my brother.
Down there, senor, eat this here banana.
That little voice strain, as he's saying picture, is indicative of someone who's been putting nothing but alcohol down his throat all day. Just, yeah. It's wrecked.
Yeah, he's full.
Yeah, because it sounded like he was doing that.
I took the picture.
I'm about to fall.
Bounce it up.
Yeah.
I took the picture. The weird thing was, I'd never seen someone allow someone else to take a picture with their phone and steal their phone back.
I'm sorry.
What is that laugh?
That's an outtake from the Cosby Show.
Yeah. What sweater was he wearing when you were talking to him?
I took the picture, took the camera back, and I stole the damn thing in the underwood.
My brother.
Oh, that laugh is. Yeah, it's diabolical.
It really is. Sinister.
But then I think Pete joins in with his creepy laugh.
Yeah.
This is starting to scare the Cosby person.
It sounds like when you're trying to start a really crappy car.
Yeah. Still a baker.
I told Vanessa not to buy that car.
I love Pete coming in right after that.
Are you both on mescaline?
Yeah.
We're communicating.
You guys are on mescaline, aren't you?
Yeah. Like two birds talking to each other.
Right. Yeah. If squirrels can talk, it's a conversation.
No, hyenas.
Welcome to Self-Esteem Week.
Oh, yeah.
Pete woke up today. I'm on vacation. Yeah. It's great. And we beat that right out of him.
I'm going to therapy.
Can't wait to hear what this guy has to say.
Yes.
I think the last time we had him on the show, he announced to the world that he was conceding to Ned Lamont. It was the day after the election.
Right.
He came very close to being our governor.
Very close.
So, good morning, Bob Stefanowski. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob.
I asked you to come on because I just want to get your take.
Well, you know, listen, obviously I'm disappointed with the way the governor's reacted. It took him 38 days into his new administration to change his position on tolls. I thought it might take a little bit longer than that, but he got it right out of the way pretty early.
I actually thought he'd put the trucks through,
right,
and then let that go for one budget cycle,
right,
and then hit us with cars, because everything will be in place at that point.
Exactly, you know?
You know, and it's not about me. It's about the voters. Think about it. If the Democrats had run on a platform of tolls for $1 billion, another $1 billion of taxes on everything from bicycle helmets to buying a cat, and, you know, regionalization of schools, I don't think they'd have a majority in the House and the Senate, nor would they have the governorship right now. So I think that's what gives politicians a bad name. It's when you say one thing and you do another. I think it's unfortunate. I really do.
Do you think there's any chance of stopping tolls?
I do, Chaz. At the start, I thought it was going to be tough, but if you look at what's happened over the past few weeks, Pat Sasser and NoTolls.org, they've got close to 100,000 signatures. You've got five or six towns that have passed resolutions against tolls. I went up to the hearings in Hartford. It was funny. I was in the hallway. I was protesting the tolls with all the toll guys, and Ned walked by, and he came right up to me and said
That's
hello.
Awkward. Yeah. Rock up, Sunday Rock, part two.
it was a bit of an awkward discussion, Bob? But yeah. I asked him, I said, what about the tolls? He said, hey, this was a tough one for me, Bob. I said, okay. And he said, why don't you come see me sometime? But I haven't done that. But
what are you going to do?
Yeah. It's tough. I do think, though, you guys are doing the right thing. I'm trying to do the right thing and be vocal about it. NoTolls.org is trying to do the right thing, and I think if we keep pushing, we got a chance.
I after the election, I wish the governor well. We've had him on the show.
Yeah.
And I told the tribe and I told him that we're rooting for you, because if you do well, we all do well.
Yep, I remember
saying
that.
We really need the place to do well.
Yeah.
But as soon as I saw that budget, I was like, what the hell? Right. You know, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pontificate here, but he did go back on a lot of the things he said, and it's really hard to look at people and say, we're going to take $1 billion out in tolls and, you know, $1 billion out over here, but we're not going to cut anything from our budget.
Hello.
Yeah, I found that to be strange. And did you hear Len Susio, or did you read his Hartford Current piece that said basically all of the arguments for the tolls are just shenanigans?
Yes, lies.
Yeah, well, there was a bunch of money that was supposed to go to fund transportation in the budget, and the governor moved it back to the general fund, which means they can spend it on whatever they want. So they've created their own crisis by there not being enough money there now, and they're saying because of that we need the toll. It's, you know, again, it's a shell game up there with the money.
You know, we had the lockbox,
yeah,
and that was supposed to guarantee stuff, and then right. They break the lockbox 5 seconds into its existence.
Yep.
And, you know, lockbox is a shenanigan. It's like, all right, so you can't spend the money right. So you need a lockbox to protect yourself from yourself.
Exactly right.
Right? Like so you get this lockbox, yeah. And then 5 seconds later, you screw the lockbox.
Right.
I'm like, I can't believe this. I can't.
How do you sleep
at
night?
I'm in amazement.
Yeah.
That they could go up in front of people and say, we're not cutting anything from the budget, but we need another $2 billion from you people.
No one left.
And
that's the funny thing was that.
that's an interesting part of it, too. Like, when he was given the budget speech, he wasn't laughing. There was no rim shots.
Right. Come on. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. So. Up next, your feature comic.
No, I think to your point, the budget, I think expenses are up 1.5% in the first year and 2.5% in the second year. If at least they cut significant cost out of Hartford and then came to us and said, help us fill the gap a little bit, it'd be one thing. But yeah. They didn't even try. They immediately jumped to let's take more money out of the people that are commuting to work every day, and we'll waste it up in Hartford. We just had 8 years of that. We don't need another four of it. We really don't. And I was hopeful that it was going to be different. But all we can do is keep being vocal now, and you guys are doing the right thing.
So Eric from Ronkonkoma, Long Island, wants to know, why can't we sue politicians for lying during their campaigns?
Yeah,
in
seriously.
Other words, it's almost like a verbal contract.
Yeah, but on tape.
Especially when you post on a website, like, this is what I'm going to do. And then you vote for that person based on that, and they switch it immediately. It's happened, you know. Look, Democrats aren't the only ones who do that. Republicans
no.
do it.
Yeah.
They all do it.
Right.
They say whatever.
Yep.
They get elected. They switch.
Right.
How come we can't sue them?
Well, part of my platform, we didn't talk about it much, was initiative, referendum, and recall. And what recall allowed was if a politician went in and he didn't do or she didn't do what she said she was going to do, it required a very substantial vote, but you could vote the person out of office.
Oh.
But that is not in there right now. I would have put it in had I been elected.
And we had a recall on the ballot like a few years back, and we didn't vote for it. A recall option.
Yeah.
We'd have to change our constitution.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. You need a constitutional amendment to do it. It's not hard, easy to pass, but I think it'd be a good thing. You got people like Senator Martin Looney, who's been in there for 40 years.
Yep, it's crazy.
But no one, but he's in New Haven. I mean, there's no one who's going to vote him out, right?
Yeah, I didn't do well in New Haven, if you recall.
Well, New Haven and Bridgeport killed you.
Well, it's Looneyville.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
woke up,
we didn't.
You were in the lead. So exactly what happened to everyone who was supporting Hillary and thought, oh, this is going to be a great night.
Yeah.
And went to bed. And then woke up, and they were like, wait, what happened?
The hell?
That's what happened to me. I woke up,
immediately
saw that you were in the lead. I'm like, this is the greatest day ever. Took a shower, got out, and looked again. I'm like, oh, New Haven and Bridgeport aren't in yet.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, well, I know how this is going to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, and I got a lot of noise. Why didn't you contest it? And if you remember, the ballots were supposed to be wet, but where I was, it wasn't raining inside, so I don't know how the ballots were wet, but... But we ended up losing by 40,000 votes. It's hard to manufacture 40,000 votes.
Yeah.
And I thought the right thing to do was move on. But we do need to look at the election process. We need voter ID. We need more controls around the voting next time around. But,
I've got to get through this toll thing, or there's not going to be anyone here to talk about that.
That's exactly right. The toll and the taxes. I mean, this expansion of the sales tax to everything under the sun. That was his other pledge, as you know, that he wasn't going to raise taxes. And taxes are going up by $1.4 billion. So,
there's a yoga tax, for Christ's sake.
There's what?
Yoga tax.
A yoga tax.
That one still baffles me. How do you tax yoga?
It's supposed to be relaxing.
Exactly. It's the exact opposite. Yeah, that's where downward dog came from. It's now you're bent over as
that's
a Connecticut taxpayer.
That's the Connecticut taxpayer
position. It's a
position.
New position.
Downward dog.
Exactly. Grab your ankles.
All right. We're going to do everything we can. And then, you know, if it... You know, if it happens, then good luck, everybody.
Yep.
Well, people just need to stay vocal. Talk to your representative. Sign the NoToast at ctnotoast.org website. Go there. We got to be vocal about it. And hopefully it'll influence their decision.
Well, good hearing your voice, Bob. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk to you guys again.
Great to talk to you. Bob Stefanowski, as a Republican candidate for governor. Lost by 40,000 votes.
He'll be back.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I told him if Hillary was our president, he would be our governor. I think a lot of people were pissed off.
Right.
You know? And it's like, I'm going out. I don't care.
So pissed they
I
shot
know
themselves
Trump's
in the
not
face.
On the ballot, but I'm voting against him.
They were so pissed they shot themselves in the face. Yeah. I'll show him. I'm going to vote for someone worse.
Right.
Boy, I showed him. Yeah. Look at that. I'm paying out the ass, but boy.
That's right.
I showed him.
I made a point.
That's right. I showed Trump.
Yeah, I showed Trump.
The boy.
Yeah. Wait, I got to stop at this toll again.
Who's the idiot? Not me.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, Mr. Yeah. Orange Peel Skin.
Wait, hold on. I got to write out a check for $300 to Easy Pass.
But boy.
That's just for this month.
So take
but
that.
I showed him.
Take that, Trump.
That's right. Hold on. I got to pay for my cat now to register my cat.
Hang on. Hey. I'm going to go kick my own ass. Hang on a second.
I showed him.
Why?
You think these tolls are because they want people to take that bus line?
The empty bus line?
And you know,
I think they're smart enough to know that thing's a failure.
It's like a NASCAR track. It's only one driver and they go around in circles.
Yeah, and it's empty.
It is.
Yeah, right.
The CT line race. NASCAR.
I noticed driving around like a year ago, they're building these cement pillars on the highway. I
yes,
think
they
already
are.
Put the...
Yeah,
I think that's where the tolls are.
There's a lot of conspiracy theorists thinking that the construction of tolls have already begun.
Yeah, I heard aliens.
I don't know. I mean, they got to get it through and... Mm. Hopefully we can stop them.
Please.
Just don't pay it.
Right.
Oh, there's a whole nother problem.
Yep.
Yeah. Real quick, and then we're going to move on here.
Okay.
Did you hear guitarist Dick Dale died?
Yeah.
You know Dick Dale, right?
Of course.
Okay. Because legendary surf guitarist.
Yep.
I can't believe how late into his life he was touring and playing his guitar at this same speed.
Yep.
So it's one thing to do this in 1962.
Dang.
Right? That's when this song was released. Of course, everyone remembers it from Pulp Fiction.
Right, Miserable. Yeah.
But he was doing Toad's Place well into his 70s.
Yeah.
Playing this fast.
I heard 3 cups of coffee.
And you would think, you know, after 2.5 minutes, it's like, all right, put the guitar down, put your hands in water, and then steam will come out.
Yeah, yeah.
He would do this all night. Like,
exactly.
All of his songs are this fast.
Yep. The key was double espresso.
Yeah.
Imagine his heartbeat.
That's right. Let's see.
Great song.
He suffered through numerous health problems, including rectal cancer, kidney failure, diabetes. Gee. Now let's. This is him explaining that his style was not influenced by a guitarist, but by a drummer.
Gene Krupa was my big hero. He was the first man to make drums a solo instrument. I developed the style of his drumming because I love drums too. So, and that's how. Do that. You can hear the pulse on the one. So I'm playing drums on the guitar.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow, that is cool.
A paradiddle, yep.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. This is not Dick Dale playing this guitar.
No, this is the antidote.
This would be Dick Dale could play this now.
Right. Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.